The first diaspora involves the migration of 25,000 people, which resulted in new mother tongue varieties. When James Cook discovered Australia, convicts and free settlers began to arrive. This resulted in a situation of dialect mixing, which was further influenced by the indigenous Aboriginal languages. The second diaspora involves the colonization of Asia and Africa. It led to the development of a number of second language varieties.